is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and today we have someone who is one of the shining stars in the technology field of real estate. His name is Andrew Flackner. Andrew is the CEO and co-founder of RealScout. Andrew, welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start out with your company, RealScout. You're the co-founder of that. I love the tool because it lets me search for properties in an entirely different way. Could you say a little bit more about what your application does?
So RealScout is a collaboration platform, and it's designed for real estate agents to work with their home buyers to find the right home faster. And we're, of course, known for a lot of the really interesting search functionality that we unlock for home buyers. And then we also provide transparency to real estate agents when it comes to how their clients are searching, which clients are most likely to convert, and offering that transparency to the agent.
So give me an example, because one of the things that kind of drove it home for me is like, okay, I found a kitchen I really like. Can I find other kitchens that are like that using your tool?
What makes RealScout unique is that instead of allowing consumers to search only by bedroom, bathroom, price, and square feet, we allow home buyers to search using a lot of data points, everything from open floor plans to high ceilings and large backyards and natural light. You mentioned kitchens. When it comes to kitchens, you can add criteria such as stainless steel appliances or granite countertops, and you can add that criteria to RealScout. And instead of filtering out properties that don't have those attributes, we'll instead prioritize the results. So that home with the kitchen you love will be one of the first ones you see.
For me, this would be a great tool not only for buyers, but also on listing appointments where I can show my sellers about how people are searching with some of the new search tools that are available out there. So what motivated you to start the company? You were actually a real estate agent, right?
That's right. So I might have been one of the youngest Keller Williams agents. When I was still in high school, I began studying for the real estate license exam. And as soon as I turned 18, I began selling homes. And at the time, I wasn't sure that anyone would trust a pimple-faced teenager for the largest transaction of their life, but they did. And it didn't take me long to realize that the technology available to real estate agents and brokers hasn't evolved in the same way that it has for consumers. And I would start by meeting with my client, doing a buyer consultation. And when I sat across the table for them and asked them what's truly important in buying a home, usually they wouldn't measure their dream home in terms of square feet. They would talk about the nice-to-have features, like they want to be walking distance to a local market, or they wanted to be in good schools, or they wanted to have a home with a large backyard. And all of that criteria, all the language they used to describe their dream home, was incompatible with the MLS. And it's incompatible with any search technology out there. And so it became a burden for me to sift through all the photos in the MLS to find that home with a large backyard. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if there's technology that can make this process a lot easier for agents and their clients?
Well, Andrew, I think you certainly have succeeded at that because, you know, how powerful to be able to search by multiple parameters rather than just doing bedroom, bath, and price. In fact, I was talking to Krishna Mayal, who's talked about bedroom, bath, and price is dead. And you're just another example of this. So, Andrew, you mentioned transparency. Could you say a little bit more about how that works kind of generically for our listeners that are not as familiar with what you're talking about?
So when I was in the business, another frustration of mine was that my clients would be searching on sites like Zillow and Redfin, and I'd have no idea what they were searching for or how their tastes were changing. And that was a problem for me because as a real estate professional, my clients were expecting that I had access to the greatest data and the greatest technology. And when we were separated, it really drove a wedge between my clients and myself. And what I mean by that is I had no idea if they said they were searching in one neighborhood and they started looking into another neighborhood, how would I know that? And so what's really great about RealScout is that not only do consumers love searching on it, but the real estate agent can log into their dashboard and they can see a live feed of everything their clients are searching for. And so I can see that my client is now searching in San Francisco, even though they told me they were looking in Mountain View, which is 45 minutes south. Or I can see that my client looked at a property four times in a row, which may be a good indicator that I need to reach out to them and see if they want to write an offer.
Andrew, you did a really powerful session at Tech Connect that got absolutely rave reviews. And it had to do with jelly bellies and technology. Now, exactly how do those go together? I mean, you're programming your stuff in your face with jelly bellies. Is that the deal? Or how does that work exactly?
Sure. So when I was on stage, I was talking about a new emerging technology called computer vision. And it essentially allowed computers to make sense of the visual world. And it's a complicated subject, so I thought I'd make it a little fun and easy to remember by talking about one of my all-time favorite candies, which are jelly beans. So why was I talking about jelly beans? Well, it turns out that when I was a kid, I had a sweet tooth. And not all candy was created equally. For me, jelly bellies were always my go-to. And I would try to find my favorite flavors in a huge jar of jelly beans. And there's hundreds of flavors in there. And for me, it was important to make these little combinations. I try to find a peanut butter bean and a jelly bean, and I had to make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But it took a lot of work to find the right jelly bean. And so what does it have to do with real estate? Well, if you fast forward about 10 years to when I began selling homes, I was flipping through the MLS looking for the right photo. And it felt a lot like searching for jelly beans, but it was a lot less fun. And like we said earlier, if I had a client who's looking for a home with pendant lighting in the kitchen or an open floor plan, I'd have to go into every property on the MLS and scroll through the 30 or 40 photos to find that picture. And so there's a new technology called computer vision that can find my favorite Jelly Belly flavor within seconds, and it can also find all the homes on the market that have open floor plans also within seconds. So we began investing in computer vision years ago, and we use a combination of human inputs and technological inputs to really find the right home faster for a consumer and their agent.
Andrew, you mentioned computer vision. What is that exactly?
Computer vision is all about teaching computers how to make sense of the visual world the same way humans do. Computers can already sift through thousands of photos or millions or even billions of photos and accurately identify people and faces and even types of rooms like bedrooms, bathrooms, or living rooms. And advances in this field of study have been driven by innovation in what's called deep learning. And deep learning is a technique where computers can learn to solve problems and become smarter over time. And in fact, deep learning is modeled loosely around how the brain works. And so as an example, when you are teaching, when you're a child and your parents tell you that, you know, this is a picture of a house, then you start to learn what a house looks like. And with software, it's the same thing. Programmers are teaching computers by providing examples. And each photo has to first be viewed by a human and tagged and categorized and labeled. And after hundreds of thousands of times, these computers can identify all these features automatically.
You mentioned that computer vision is being used in a number of other places. What are some examples from other industries outside of real estate that are using computer vision?
Whether you notice it or not, computer vision is already a part of your daily life. And the most common example that I'm sure we're all familiar with is Facebook. And so when you upload a photograph to Facebook, Facebook will use computer vision to automatically identify you and the people in your photograph. And that's using, again, computer vision. It's being used in other social media applications. So some of the audience on the call may be familiar with Snapchat. And Snapchat has something called face swap, where you and a friend can swap your faces. And that is in many ways powered by computer vision. And when it comes to real estate, there's a company called Nest. Nest makes smart thermostats. Well, they just announced a home surveillance camera that can identify if a person is at your front door. And this is far more advanced than simple motion detectors. It actually is semantic vision. It's understanding the context of photos the way humans do. And where I think computer vision is going to make the biggest impact in our society is when it comes to the field of medicine and transportation. And so what's really incredible is that computer vision can take a picture of a lesion on someone's skin and can instantly detect whether the skin has cancer with the accuracy of the best dermatologist in the world. And so soon every doctor will be the best dermatologist in the world with technology like this, and we'll be able to save a lot of lives. When it comes to transportation, self-driving cars use computer vision to differentiate pedestrians from motorcycles and countless other factors in a dynamic road environment. And in Mountain View, which is where Real Scout is based, Google has self-driving cars, and they've literally driven millions and millions of miles. And so we're just years away from a pretty big shift in one of the biggest job sectors. In fact, just yesterday, Uber announced that they are going to have self-driving cars on the road this month that will actually pick up passengers. And so we're going to see a really big shift in our economy and job sector soon.
Well, Andrew, you've mentioned medicine, you've mentioned transportation, self-driving cars. What does computer vision look like for real estate?
real estate search hasn't evolved much in the past 10 years. And what we realize is that consumers want photo-centric experiences when they're searching for a home. And that's not new information. They've wanted that since the beginning. But what that doesn't mean is that they want to flip through thousands of photos on their iPad. What it means is they want to be able to search those images. And while you and I have both heard the expression, a photo is worth 1,000 words, well, today on the portals and in the MLS, photos are actually worth 0 words. Until now, because now we're teaching computers how to understand these images. And now MLS photos can unlock a treasure trove of data about every listing on the market and make it searchable and consumable. At RealScout, we set down this path of using computer vision to reshape home search years ago. And in 2012, we started manually creating the types of experiences that we eventually unlocked using computer vision. And we've used human taggers to label over 10 million photographs in order to teach our deep learning model. And now our computers are actually as accurate as our human taggers are at classifying a bedroom versus a kitchen versus a bathroom versus a backyard. And there's some really interesting experiences that we've been able to unlock. So you may have heard of Compare, a feature that's unique to RealScout, where if you have a client looking for 2 or 3 homes, we will automatically put those homes side by side and room by room. And so we'll put all the kitchen photos side by side and all the bathroom photos side by side. And so for the first time, you can compare apples to apples. And it's a really beautiful and intuitive way to search for a home.
Andrew, you mentioned that your machine tagging now is as accurate as human taggers are. Do you see this, any of these new technology taking the place of real estate professionals?
We believe that real estate agents bring a lot of value to a transaction, but their value is not actually flipping through thousands or tens of thousands of photos in the MLS. And so this technology can actually make agents have more time for the things that they are most valuable for, whether it's negotiating contracts or whether it's, you know, helping a buyer through the very intimidating process of buying a home. So when we think about the relationship between machines and humans, we think of it on a spectrum. And so if you can imagine a spectrum, on the very far left side are robots. And it's essentially robots that are guided by cameras, or in this case, computer vision. And on the far right side, it's humans and those skills that make us uniquely human. And so something like self-driving cars belong on the far left side of the spectrum, because these cars have actually proven to be a lot safer when we're not behind the wheel. But there's a spectrum, and there's a big part of the spectrum that overlaps. And that's what we call man-machine symbiosis. And it's where people are made better with technology. When it comes to something as critical as detecting cancer, people are not going to be replaced by machines. But those dermatologists with access to implement and understand this technology are going to be in higher demand by patients and hospitals. And the same thing goes for real estate. Brokers and agents who learn to adopt this technology are going to be able to better serve their clients and will naturally be in higher demand by them.
So the bottom line, artificial intelligence is not going to replace us. It's going to be more a tool that is going to enhance us. I think as Brad Inman observed, he says, the computers are adopting us rather than the other way around. So Andrew, to sum up, it sounds like computer vision is really making a pretty major impact on the business already. What do you see as you look forward into the future for this new technology?
It's a great question. What does the future hold for computer vision? I think that computer vision in real estate will someday be used to help predict the marketability of homes or even the sale price. And when it comes to the interior of homes, as the quality of the photos increases, maybe we can identify fine-grained room classifications like a game room versus a nursery or a deck versus a patio. And perhaps we could even pull out the building materials or finishes of these photos and identify the quality of the carpet or the type of hardwood floor, or maybe how well the backyard is landscaped, or is there tile in the backyard patio? And when it comes to curb appeal and neighborhood, this technology might even be able to identify the architectural style. Maybe it can let you know how long before you have to repair or replace the roof, maybe even how lush the surrounding neighborhood is. And sometime in the future, I think this technology is going to be used to help approximate square footage or even construction quality or even neighborhood conditions using these computer vision techniques.
Andrew, thank you so much for sharing all these changes that are taking place in our industry. And I hadn't even heard the term computer vision, but it certainly makes sense in the context of what's going on with self-driving cars, and certainly as well when it comes to real estate search. We've been visiting with Andrew Flackner. He's the CEO and co-founder of RealScout. Andrew, thank you for being with us today. This was a terrific session.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for Inman Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Make it a great day.